we were talking about butter, I think it was yesterday, and I can't remember for sure, but I believe you said if butter got old, it would get rancid. Do you have any, just before it gets rancid, you say the butter is getting...
Strong,
okay. Mm-hmm. Would you ever say stout?
I don't think I would.
You would say that. Have you ever heard it?
No.
All right. What do you say of someone who always has a smile on his face and never loses his temper?
He certainly has an even disposition.
All right. And what do you say of somebody like a teenager who's all arms and legs and stumbles over his feet?
Gangly.
All right. If a person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you might say he's a plain...
Know-it-all, I guess. Is it someone seeking knowledge or someone...
Someone who
flings his knowledge? Or?
No, what we're thinking of here is somebody who just does things that just do not seem to you to be at all logical and just totally without any reason. You'd say he's a plain... Can't think of anything?
Mm-mm.
All right. If a person has plenty of money and really hangs on to it, won't spend it, you call him a...
Tightwad.
A tightwad, okay. And what would you call a person who was... that's kind of a lower class person, just not... Neither educated nor interested in being improved anyway. What would you call that person?
Well, I guess I would refer to him as ne'er-do-well.
A ne'er-do-well?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Would you ever use the expression common?
Yes, but common? To me that has a different meaning.
Okay, what does it mean?
Well, to me, common I know means generally social. If a custom or... a habit or anything is common, then it's experienced by so many people.
Okay. Yeah, that's what we wanted to know. An old person, about 80, who does his farm work or her housework and doesn't get tired, you might say, and just generally has a lot of energy, you'd say, he is tireless. Is tireless, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Any other expressions you might use?
Well, I personally would say he certainly is tireless. And that
All right. Neither
degrades nor accentuates. You know, it's just the way it is.
All right. And if you were a little concerned about something having gone wrong, but you're not, you know, panicked or anything like that, you'd say, I'm a little blank about the children.
Leery.
All right. Are there any other words you might use?
Concern.
All right. Let's see. If you, you might say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm...
Afraid.
All right. Any other words that you would use?
I just plain don't like the dark.
All right. I don't believe you like thunder either.
No, I don't. You got that right.
If you said, she isn't afraid now, but she...
Has been.
All right. And...